You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Father Paul Lanzu from Pax Christi International is a participant in the Holy Land Coordination Pilgrimage taking place in Palestine this week. The pilgrimage is an opportunity for Catholic Church leaders from Europe, North America, and South Africa to visit parishes, schools, and development organizations in Israel and Jordan to show the support of the worldwide Christian community and gain insights into the complex political and religious problems underlying the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Father Lanzu is the Senior Policy Advisor on Disarmament, Human Rights, Peace, Spirituality, and Theology for Pax Christi, a global Catholic peace movement and network that works to help establish peace, respect for human rights, justice, and reconciliation in areas of the world that are torn by conflict. The organization was founded in Europe in 1945 as a reconciliation movement bringing together French and Germans after World War II. Christopher Wells is on the Holy Land Coordination Pilgrimage and spoke with Father Paul Lanzu about Pax Christi's work for peace in the region.
Here in the region of Israel-Palestine, in what we call the Holy Land, I believe that after 70 years it is high time that politicians take leadership in a real peace process that leads to the acceptance of both sides, I mean the both peoples, the Israelis and the Palestinians. Because in our opinion, and our movement is a movement for reconciliation and peace, but reconciliare, the Latin word of reconciliare, means the restoring of relations. That means that you can only restore relations among equals. And so far, the Palestinians are not treated as equals together with the Israelis. So we work very hard together with the Israeli partners, with Palestinian partners, to bring them together. Sometimes it happens that we have to organize meetings outside of the region because it is not possible to have them inside. So we have had several meetings already in Brussels and elsewhere, in Cyprus, for instance. But we believe that it is important to treat them as equals. And so that means that once the two peoples accept each other as that they exist, that they have the right to be here, that they, because it is their motherland, that they can start a new future. And we believe that as soon as possible the two-state solution should be created, not as an end in the peace process, but just as a beginning, because we believe also for economical reasons, for cultural reasons, for touristic reasons, they need to collaborate. So in the end, I think we believe also in a kind of a collaboration among the different countries here in this region, maybe together with Jordan, which is, I think, possible. It's still difficult with other countries in the region because there's still war going on in Syria, Iraq, and a lot of tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia. And with Turkey, it is also not so easy. But we believe that in the future, these countries need to work together. You can compare it as a kind of a union, a European Union, but then for the Middle East. Of course, that's a dream, but I think that should be the vision for the future.
Can you talk about some of the immediate work that Pax Christi is doing to promote reconciliation here?
Well, what we do is we have our contacts with our peace and human rights organizations on both sides, Israelis and Palestinians. And each time we come to this region, but also each time when we invite them to come over to our countries in the West, for instance, we try to bring them together. And it is not easy because even amongst themselves, even among peace people from Palestinian side and Israeli side, they have differences of opinion, which is good. But what we try to do is to create an infrastructure in which they could talk with one another. And that is crucial, that is important, that there is a kind of a platform that they can meet with one another. And a couple of years ago, I will never forget, it was in Brussels, we organized a seminar. And we discussed the four or five key problems here in the region. It was about the occupation. It was about the status of Jerusalem. It was about the economic situation, but especially the problem of the refugees, the Palestinian refugees since 70 years ago. And so we reached amongst these peace and human rights colleagues, we reached agreements among us on the issue of Jerusalem, on the issue of women, on the issue of economic collaboration, but not on refugees. It was too difficult to get them together on board to solve the problem because of the huge problem that was created in 1948. And since then, you know, millions of Palestinians are still living as a refugee here in the Holy Land. Here in Bethlehem, by the way, there are refugee camps. In the Gaza, 71% of the total population is a refugee in the Gaza. but also we have Palestinian refugees in countries like in Lebanon, in Jordan, in Syria, in Egypt, in Iraq and elsewhere. And so, for instance, for Syria, it is a big drama because of the war over there. So also in our advocacy on the issue of stopping the war in Syria, we highlight the situation of the Palestinian refugees in their camps in Syria. For instance, the so-called Yarmouk camp close to Damascus, where thousands of Palestinian refugees are living. They are totally isolated from the world. And bit by bit, the UN, the United Nations Relief and Work Agency, they are able to bring in water and food, etc., but on a very limited way and not enough, in fact. So, but we highlight the existence of the problem of the Palestinian refugees. So, but in our dialogue with the Israelis and the Palestinian human rights and peace activists, it is possible to get agreements, but not on all issues. And so, but we are working on that. And it is important that from below, as to say, so it is not only important that politicians from the top discuss these issues. Of course, they need to take the decisions, but the decisions taken at the top cannot be taken without any consultancy among the populations on both sides. They need a ground of acceptance. That there was a big problem with the Oslo agreements of 1993, for instance, that several parts of the societies did not accept it, and with all the consequences of the killing of Prime Minister Rabin, etc. So we believe that that talks needs to start again under the leadership of the United Nations, if possible, in which all parties are involved, and it should reach to an agreement in which the two peoples, the two states, are accepted, so that they can start a new life, because it is so urgent for the current population, like here, for instance, in Bejala, so many young families, young people, young students also, they need a future in their life. They need a perspective. And that it's a dilemma, because if you have no jobs, if you have no future for your life here in this region, you look abroad. And many of these families do have families living already outside of their country, for instance, in Chile, is a huge Palestinian community, but also in Australia, in the United States, in Canada, but also in Belgium and in Europe. We have huge Palestinian communities, also Christian Palestinian communities, and we believe that the diaspora also has a role to play in supporting the locals here, those who remain here to stay. And I'm very happy to see that at the last couple of days, we met at least two people who returned to the country to help the people here forward. One was the leader of the beer company in Taipei, and last night it was a young man active as an advocacy and communication advisor within the Palestinian political area. But we believe that it is important that the diaspora also plays a crucial and positive and constructive role in finding solutions. Of course, the Israelis, it is also very complex on that side. But I also believe that the churches can play a crucial and a very constructive role. They have their difficulties as churches, for sure. There are so many denominations, first of all, so they are divided, not at least on theological issues, but sometimes also on political issues. But on the political level, I think the churches can do a lot together. And I'm very glad that they do that together, in raising their voice to the political authorities on both sides. Because the voice of the leadership of the churches is essential.
That was Father Paul Lansu from Pax Christi speaking to Christopher Wells.